Hi, my name is Shauna from Numi.com, the professional coach directory. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Arpita Datta. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Shauna. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, it's great to meet you. Now, I'm wondering if you can start us off by talking a bit about who your ideal clients are.
Of course. I work with people who are open-minded and ready for change. They will make a commitment to time and take action. They will need fewer follow-ups. My ideal client may or may not have clarity of goals, but they are ready for change. For example, I work with professional women, primarily working mothers, who need help creating a better work-life integration. I coach women starters, restarters, homemakers, aspiring students, and working professionals, individual contributors, managers, leaders of any experience level, and from any industry domain. I help my clients make significant progress and achieve their goals. So to summarize, my ideal coaching client is someone who is receptive to new ideas and perspectives, who is eager to invest time and effort in personal and professional development, who has well-defined objectives, or who are, say, lost and have the desire to work towards achieving objectives. My ideal client is also accountable and who actively seeks solutions. For example, someone who is willing to take responsibility for their actions and progress. Also, who is coachable, meaning having the willingness to receive feedback and apply it constructively. Last but not the least, there is a mutual respect. Those who value the coaching process and respect the coach's expertise.
That's great. Now, how do you like to help your clients achieve their goals? Do you use a certain process to help them succeed?
Yes. So my coaching process typically involves a collaborative and action-oriented approach. I start with a discovery call and then do an initial assessment to identify my client's goals and expectations, to assess the current situation and any challenges. It is important to build a trusting and open relationship with my client, to create a safe space for them to share thoughts and feelings. Then I work with my client to define clear and achievable goals and also ensure that the goals are specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. I adopt both inside-out and outside-in approaches to my coaching, and it is completely action-oriented. I collaborate on developing a plan of action such that they achieve their goals. My clients are the key players on the ground, and I help them think differently and approach situations with different perspectives to achieve breakthroughs. It's like I'm the guiding light in a less lit up or dark tunnel. I conduct regular coaching sessions to review progress and discuss challenges, successes, and make adjustments to the action plan as needed. I provide constructive feedback to help my client learn and grow and encourage self-reflection to enhance awareness and understanding. I hold my clients accountable for their commitments and actions and help them stay focused on their goals. I'm adaptable, flexible to the changes in client circumstances. I adjust coaching strategies as needed. I empower my clients to take ownership of their growth and development and foster independence and self-confidence. Last but not the least, I include a closure and evaluation process to reflect on my client's journey and celebrate small to big achievements. So initially, we have frequent sessions, and then there are gaps between the sessions for implementation, reinforcements, and reflections. My clients seek guidance for a variety of goals and challenges, spanning both personal and professional aspects of their lives. For example, their goals are career advancement, leadership development. So some of them are already in leadership roles and they want to refine their leadership style, improve communication, address challenges in managing teams. Work-life integration, it's a common goal. My clients seek assistance in managing time effectively, setting boundaries and maintaining a healthy equilibrium. My clients also come to seek strategies for coping up with stress, whether it's related to work, relationships, or other life pressures. Building confidence, self-confidence, is a frequent goal of my clients. They seek assistance in setting clear, achievable goals and developing action plans to ensure successful outcomes. Relationship, they want to work on their personal and professional relationships. Also, some of the clients that I have, they seek to shift their mindset, adopting a more positive and growth-oriented perspective to overcome limiting beliefs. Some of them also go through career changes, life transitions, relocation, personal milestones. So they seek support. Some of them also are coming to me for overcoming certain challenges. For example, procrastination, lack of clarity, burnout, conflict resolution, fear of failure, ineffective decision making, transitioning to a new role, leadership position, or starting a venture. Also, some clients recognize some patterns of self-sabotage and they seek guidance in breaking these cycles to achieve sustainable success. So these are just a few reasons why my clients come to me. Coaching is a dynamic and individualized process, and approaches will vary slightly based on my client's needs. So I continuously assess and adapt the coaching approach to ensure its effectiveness.
Fantastic. Now, I'm wondering if you can share some feedback to what you typically hear from your past clients.
Yes, so there are many. So my clients generally are happy clients because they are heard. They are able to overcome certain life challenges. They are able to achieve their professional and personal goals. They have said that they like the journey, which they say is enriching and life-changing. They go through assessments. They get to understand where they stand currently and what they need to do next. They get the toolkits through the process of coaching conversations. They become more resourceful. Their approach or thinking styles change. They feel more empowered and they see the differences happening. They have come back and shared that they have gotten a lot of clarity. Life changed positively for them. For some who wanted to land a dream job, they came back mentioning they landed a dream job in big companies. Some had the fear of public speaking and they were able to overcome the fear and self-doubt. They came back saying they made progress in their career. There were some women who had been trying to conceive for several months or had weight-related concerns. They came back saying they feel much better, lighter, emotionally and physically. Their weight is ideal, that is, the body mass index is within the range. They are not having any bloating, symptomatic issues have gone, and they feel they are able to better integrate work and life. My manager is happy with work and deliverables. I recently got promotion. I feel happy as it was long awaited. I can manage stress better now. I have become more independent and organized, and many more. So these are just some of the feedbacks I can recall.
That's perfect. Now, I'm wondering, what is your professional background and how did you get into coaching?
Well, I have 22 plus years of experience in human resources and learning and OD space. I have interacted with cross-cultural teams, worked with them, and on a day-to-day basis, interact with many people. In the process, I also have coached people within organizations and outside organizations in multiple communities and took up multiple assignments. In the initial days, way back in 1999 and onwards, I did not have any formal certification in coaching or assessments. Thereafter, in my career journey, I acquired them, became a certified master trainer, certified psychometric assessor, certified coach, certified NLP practitioner, and a professional doctorate degree holder, and started practicing as well. So my personal life experiences, my professional experience, credentials, and recognitions are a testimony that I train, coach, and mentor my clients effectively. I bring in expertise and knowledge, relevant experience in transforming lives, empathy and understanding, humility, positive energy, enthusiasm, effective communication, personalized and tailored approach, goal alignment and action orientation, continuous learning, ethical standards, and cultural sensitivity. The alignment of my coaching skills with my clients' needs is the key factor in creating a successful coaching partnership.
That's great. Well, thank you once again for taking the time to speak with me today. It's been such a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you, Shauna, for having the discussion with me today.